Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the wisdom of relationships. We see that on each show, Dr. Lightman teaches us one or another kind of principles that altogether teach us how to advance toward a new life, with new relations, with the people around us. At home, at work, in society, wherever we are, the great wisdom of life is the wisdom of how to build relationships of a new quality between us. Be with us, Tal, please. Yeah, we truly see that on all levels, personal, marriage, work, society, everywhere. We're missing the wisdom of how to relate to each other. It used to be called like a diplomatic inclination that, you know, how to better get along with people. And some people simply don't know how to do it. They have to blurt out everything they think, everything they feel. They miss this natural inclination. And we know that it's not that natural. It has to be learned and acquired. We actually all want it. We all want harmony and to be accepted along with everyone. It's something that's really important to each of us. In all circles? Yes, I think that today it's required in all circles. Family, marriage, society, in the street, everywhere. We need some kind of wisdom about how to behave with other people in order to have harmonic relations. Over time, we got lots of principles from you, and we discovered that there's this entire wisdom of relationships that, if we learn it, we'll know how to act properly with this thing called the ego, pride, how to concede to other people, how to accept people that are different from us, how to see the good instead of the bad in others. Many principles that we'll verify today. And first of all, I'd like to ask, what does the vision of love another as thyself look like with people from other circles? I mean, is there a difference between how I should relate to the people that are related to me and strangers, circles that are closer to me and further away circles? What is your vision? My vision of the far future, meaning, not the near future, meaning that this isn't how I'm recommending you to immediately start acting toward everyone. I think that a vision can be realized on condition that it's preceded by an educational system and that we educate everyone, children, grown-ups, the elderly, men, women, everyone, that they really go through a very broad and deep program that teaches them about all the different possible kinds of relationships in society. What is human nature based on, that man's inclination is evil from the very start? How should we behave? That it's above our nature, that by our own nature, instinctively, everyone thinks about how to use others, and we have to think about how do we build a system which is of equality, a round system that's in balance between all of its parts, meaning everyone has to get a kind of feeling of where you are together with everyone, for all of us to feel good together. Meaning that I don't feel any pressure from any side, but that we're really in a balanced society. This is something that we have to learn, and we have to do different exercises to really create a lab that consists out of small groups of people and to act this way. And only then can we say that we have some kind of preparation to gradually start to come out into society with it, into the world with it. But I don't even think that we'll need this stage, because if we take broad audiences through this education, then this is how they already start behaving in their day-to-day life. Maybe not to the fullest extent, but gradually they change, and the example that they set for others and their attitude towards others also changes, and this is how we can gradually change society. But this is only on condition that there is a deep, broad, gradual educational system. Not slow, but gradual, that's for sure. that this is actually where we learn the wisdom of relationships, how to treat others in a way that it's group psychology and social psychology, the source of which comes from the wisdom of Kabbalah. So we talked a lot about relationships. What's the special thing about the closest circle of relationships where we can implement this method, especially maybe? I don't think that it's easier to start it in the family, because in the family we have many different kinds and sorts of ties where we're interdependent. Husband, wife, man, woman, the children, the grandparents, the different relatives, there's the matter of money, honor, mutual support. There are many different things that it's too much for a person. It's very hard for a person to immediately be able to operate in such a multifaceted, maybe the most complex kind of system that we have. It's the biggest problem. Whereas to begin with a society that's a bit more relaxed, so to speak, where I can relatively easily or through the different actions that I see, not that multifaceted, that this is because of this and because of that and because, something more one way, superficial. This is the kind of things that we should start working with. For example, maybe the relationships between neighbors and the neighborhood. Not with my next door neighbor, that there we also have different kinds of relationships, different calculations. Yeah. This is what I'd say. And also with children. I wouldn't start with the classroom, but, you know, more in general, the school, something freer that gives me the ability to express things from afar, to do something, to see the response, and not like in a classroom where you have intense relationships and pressure. That's interesting, because intuition says to start from what's closest and go outwards, but here you're saying that no, where I can be in control of the situation, where I can manage it, where I can act and see the response. What do you mean, see the response? That I can examine it, that I can see it like in a laboratory, in a classroom where we have, suppose, 30 children, and they have different relationships between them, different interests, different calculations of different kinds, and everything's changing all the time. Then we'll be lost. That it's like the place that we need it most, but no, this only comes at the end. Okay, but you're saying that it's possible to implement the wisdom in all of our relationships, but there's a kind of graduality, and it's better to start in a more neutral place, practice the principles there, and then bring it to your closer circles in life. Meaning, not from the closer circles to the more distant ones, but the other way around. I'd like to ask, how will it spread into the world of business, work? Can it make an impact there too? Of course. These are also relationships. We can balance any kinds of relationships, doesn't matter which. Could be relationships of war and peace, between countries, between businesses, which is one and the same. Wherever there is a relationship between two people, there, we have to reach a state of love even. Not only that they get along and don't kill each other. We have to elevate them to a very high degree. So, okay, after we understand how it's going to work in general, I want to turn to the principles themselves and try and understand how it's going to work. For example, one of the things you said is that if I concede myself, that would be good. Meaning one of the central principles. No, this is already too high. Yeah, but in general, I'm asking if I'll be able to concede myself and to see the other instead of myself. This is the path to good relationships. Let's put it this way. suppose you and I, we're in a certain kind of negotiation, because all social relationships are about a certain kind of negotiation. Even if we're not talking about anything, but in the background, there's always something that each of us wants to be in a certain position toward the other. And we want to reach, suppose, a certain agreement about the spot here in the center of the table. So the more I move away from myself toward the center, and the more you move away, meaning each of us concedes themselves toward the other, where can we find the center where I conceded as much as I could and no more than that, and you did the same? And that's where we meet. So what follows is that if we meet in that point, and even though that each of us has a 100% interest to use the other, suppose, I can use the other only to 30, 40, or 70%, and the other correspondingly 100 minus 70, 40, 30, and so on. And so what follows is that we're discontent. This way, we can never reach durable agreements that will last forever. We want to reach a state where we don't have to worry anymore. That's it. We solved a certain problem. We don't go back to it anymore. That's it. What's the problem with agreements? That once I can breach it, then that's it. What happened, happened. Today, I don't want it anymore. But we have to reach a state where the agreement that I sign with someone, and it could be verbal, thank you very much, how are you, it doesn't matter. But that the result of any kind of contact between us is that both of us are content because we got 100% of what we wanted. How does conceding myself bring me to receive 100% of what I wanted? This is on condition that we have a clear understanding that we are in a single system, which is integral. And in this system, if I concede, I'm not conceding. I simply influence the system in such a way that it's inclined toward balance. And therefore, this is my gain. That by this I acquire a tremendous reward, that I have brought this system to balance. This is very non-simple, but it's possible to explain this to people, and when they gradually see it, really depict it to themselves, they do agree with it and can act correspondingly. That we're on a round planet. We're in a big and round society. Everything's round. It's all about circles and circles. And when we're a part of these circles, what follows is that there is nothing that we can gain at the expense of others. It doesn't work. And I'm talking about the current crisis where we already understand that all of our efforts to make something good out of our life don't pan out. So we have to envision the state as is, that nature is integral, that it's round, and only on condition that we take care of our circles, of our relationships, that conceding to someone or to me, it's one and the same. So in this way, if I'm at least a bit inclined toward that, then I can build a society that will be a calm, balanced society. And this is something reachable. As a result of people seeing, through persuasion, simply through efforts, exercises, that we have no choice, that this is how all of humanity is built and all of nature, the big, broad, deep nature, that everything there works according to laws that tie all the parts of nature together. And in such a system where everything's interconnected, there has to be balance. Otherwise, it falls out of balance and really leads to disaster. In our day-to-day life, maybe one of the hardest feelings is that we were suckers, that someone got out of us something that... No, you have to rise a bit above that. And here comes in education. That a person will feel ashamed for acting like a macho, that he wants to gain something at the expense of others, that he's not respected. The main thing for a person is respect. Shame and respect. We don't use it. Were we to use it correctly, then we could bring every person to states where a person can keep himself, position himself correctly towards others. Were we to respect good and nice relationships between people and we despise a macho kind of attitude, then we'd gain a lot from it. But the thing is that all of us see how, starting with presidents and onwards, how they all present us with such examples like, I'm not a sucker, and therefore everyone takes an example from them, meaning, why should I be good to others? What am I, crazy for everyone to use me? And then what follows is that we neither teach ourselves correctly nor the younger generation. And then from one generation to the next, from year to year, we see worse and worse things. And also the media supports all of these terrible things and so on. Previously you said that if a person concedes, then he can get a different kind of reward, of a different quality. What kind of reward do I get if I concede to someone? What you get is a good, nice, balanced, calm society in which you feel safe, that your children can walk on the streets at daytime or at nighttime, and at your workplace and everywhere, no one will try to cheat you or lie to you. Society treats you, the world treats you, as if it were your own mother. Again, please. All of us remember from childhood how our mom treated us. That she used to protect us, take care of us. She was thinking about us all the time. We can build such a society that will treat us like a mother. Will take care of us, protect us. And we, in return, have to support it. For us to have such a society. So, as a child, I couldn't treat my mother the way she treated me. I didn't understand what's going on. So now, I have to give back to others. The same attitude my mother had toward me, this is how I have to treat society. What do you mean to treat others like a mother? Care, concern, love, support, caution, giving confidence, all the different good, nice, beneficial influences that a small, weak person in society is needy of. Today, everywhere you use lawyers for different kinds of agreements and so on, I hope that there will come a time where this profession will disappear from the world. There's complete distrust between people, between parents and children, between everyone. Meaning the mechanism of conceding or agreeing doesn't exist. We're all the time protecting ourselves not to be used, for no one to take something away from me and so on. So, how do we make this transition from protecting myself all the time from being used? So, again, we're going back to the beginning, that this has to be by a very big, broad system of education for the masses, and this is what we have to do. Will it bring back trust between us? It'll build trust between us. There's nothing to bring back because we were never in such a state. We have to build it. When you're talking about agreements that everyone concedes something and then they feel that they gain something greater, that my concession toward society is what I gain. And why is it hard for me to do? Because I need support. If we will give each other support as a society to concede toward each other, it's going to be easy. What do I have to concede? All of my excessive demands, besides the basic things that I need for my existence. We have to care just for one thing, and not even that. To have the basic things that I need, necessities. So this requires lots of trust and confidence to have what I need in order to be able to live my life. It sounds like something utopian that will ever reach this kind of society that will treat us like a mother and so on. Why utopian? If we want to live a good life, why not do it? I wish, but how do you do it? Because it's really the opposite too. Only through education. No other way. Because we understand that all in all, man is a system that you can tame. Now, you're saying that in the situation of conceding, a person has to see the system toward which he's conceding, the system that he's getting the reward from, the integral system. What is this ability to see beyond the person that's in front of me? What do I see that allows me to make these concessions? That there is a third factor here. You're thinking that the third factor is society, that you and the other person are together in society, and all of you have to understand that society is integral. It's not just between the two of you that by one or another kind of relationship you cover everything. No, that's incorrect. You don't cover anything by that. You influence society as a whole. And you have to understand that this way it comes right back at you. If we will nonetheless educate people in this direction, and this will become the public opinion gradually through exercises, we see that it's possible. It's possible to do this. Then there's a matter of a kind of faith here, I'd say religion, that we're getting a reward on the spot. We're rewarded on the spot that if this is how I influence my environment, in return, society has a good influence over me, and this is something that you can teach. Meaning, even if I don't get an immediate reward or response for my act of concession, I do receive some kind of higher reward, or there are many things here. Do I or don't I get a reward? It also depends on who am I in this with, that we're all the time in a friendly kind of relationship, in a mutual relationship. And if I have a mutual relationship with the other, then the other understands what am I doing toward them, what are they doing toward me, from the smallest to the biggest things that we can develop in our relationship. And then what follows is that there's the matter of good publicity here about what a person does, about how much society appreciates that person, giving him medals of honor and so on. There are many things about this. Maybe this is the main complaint that people that give, that concede, have, that they get no appreciation for it. They feel that they get nothing in return, that they only give and give. Many times moms and women feel this way, that they give and get nothing in return. This is something that we have to develop, a kind of reward from society. Because a person truly needs support. And you're even talking about something bigger here, that there is a system that takes into account all the good things that a person does. And even if I didn't get the desired result, then still I have an impact on society. What has to change inside of me in the way that I perceive, grasp things and the society that I live in so that my inner definitions will change? Public opinion. Public opinion and only. The more we talk about this openly, in a simple, accessible way for everyone, and on the other hand, the more people see that we have zero chances of being saved in this world in which we have built an entirely egoistic system that takes no one into consideration, and this is why it's collapsing, bringing us to an abyss. The more we point these things out, open them, talk about them in different ways. Today you have such media that can reach everyone. We can use this. And then what has to be formed in me? What new understanding that I don't have today? That we have no choice. We're facing life or death. Facing what? What do I have to, or how do I have to change on the inside? To see that we're all in one pot. One pot, like cooking? Sure, we're cooking inside our ego. And therefore, we have to cool down our relationships. To cool down meaning the fire of hate. To cool it off a bit. And to reach a more balanced society, more modest. And to develop good, pleasant warmth and love. Previously, you said something that caught my attention. You said that a person has to understand that any interaction that he has with someone else, it's not only with that other person, it's going on in that same pot. It's a must for everyone to see things this way. It's really so, because any interaction with someone else makes an impact in that pot. It influences everyone. Talk to scientists. They'll tell you that we're in an integral global system where everyone's interconnected. It's an analogous system. Okay, this is on my part, that any interaction I have with someone else influences the entire system. Now, what causes the system to give me a good feedback in return for my good behavior? You can't see this in the meantime, but later you will be able to, because if it's a round system, for sure there is compensation, completion. It has to bring you back to the correct kind of functioning. All the problems that we feel, what is that? It's all in all the response of the system in order to bend us back in the right direction. The more we resist it, the more it bends us. And eventually we reach a crisis. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.